Now, the trial of three young women, who are collectively known as Pussy Riot, has just wound up in Russia. They are an all-girl punk band, and they were charged with hooliganism, having performed what they called a punk prayer in Moscow's main cathedral. They say that their targets are religious hatred and the Putin regime. They've already been detained for 5 months, and the prosecutor is calling for a jail term of 3 years. Their detention has provoked outrage across the world, with American singer Madonna being the latest to speak out on their behalf. On the final day of the trial, the three women compared their case to the show trials of the Stalin era, and they compared themselves to the persecuted Soviet era writers, Alexander Solzhenitsyn and Joseph Brodsky. Well, the verdict is set for tomorrow week, that's Friday the 17th of August. The Pussy Riot case has fired the imagination of a group of like-minded souls in Melbourne. Suzanne Donisthorpe investigates.
I've come across this group of women who are, and men actually, there's all sorts of people here, making a rather colourful statement here on a fence in downtown Carlton in Melbourne. Casey, you're part of this group. Tell me what you're doing here exactly.
What we're doing is a big public fence stitching to support Pussy Riot, the all-female Russian punk group who just been in prison for 5 months now for performing wearing brightly coloured balaclavas in a church. And what they did was so rad that we don't think they should be punished. We think they should be celebrated. So we're trying to do that.
They're well known for their outfits, aren't they? So yes. Maybe you should describe what you've done and what they wear.
Well, what we've done is a photorealistic version of their they're brightly coloured balaclavas, which, you know, if you could see what we've done, you'd be impressed. We're using like finger knitted wool and scraps of material to make balaclavas, stick them up on the fence.
My name's Bridgie. I am finger knitting for the first time. I learnt today, to be part of this artwork.
And so what you're making, can you describe it for me?
Sure. Using my hands and a ball of wool, I'm knitting a big long piece of almost rope, I guess, colourful rope that will go around the words, "Long live Pussy Riot."
Most people do knitting, you know, sitting in front of a fire. Yeah. And here you are standing out in the middle of the street in the cold. Yeah. And you're not making a tea cosy, you're making a protest. How do you feel about that?
I kind of love the mesh, actually, of private and public. It's really cold out here, and I can picture myself knitting in front of my heater and then taking it out into the street again and putting it up on a fence. So it's kind of that great blend of the two. I recommend more people do this.
Yeah, finger knitting, you don't need needles. It can all be done with just a ball of wool, which is great if you travel a lot because you're not allowed to carry them on planes or anything.
What, needles?
It says, yeah, weapons.
Well, let's remind people what they did. I mean, they went into a church in Russia under Putin, and they delivered a kind of punk prayer, didn't they?
They did. They were calling on the Virgin Mary to become a feminist and denouncing basically the church for its close ties with the government and just sort of drawing attention to that. It was a very short little protest that they did.
It was less than a minute, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that they videotaped it and then they put it up on the web and then they got in trouble. But they've done a lot of other things as well. They're sort of always public performances, so they don't perform in normal venues. They've performed in subways. They've performed just taken to the stage, uninvited at fashion shows. They did a performance to prisoners of conscience that from outside the prison walls. They were performing to them. Some really great stuff. And now, they're in prison themselves.
And why do you relate to them?
I admire them, basically. I look up to them because they're so gutsy. Obviously, what they're up against over in Russia is a hell of a lot more than what we face here in Australia, which is sort of evidenced by the fact that they've been imprisoned for so long and unconvicted.
And one of them's even got a little kid, I think. Two of them have got children.
And so it's pretty a big price that they're paying for trying to get their message across, their protest message. And so I think that it's inspiring. And so I think that people in Australia should get out there and get protesting in a creative and artistic way, just like they have.
Yeah, and what you're doing is, it's very gentle. I mean, people are standing around knitting slogans into a public fence. Do you think that there's a kind of link between the way Pussy Riot do their things and the way you're doing this?
I think so, because I actually read an essay written by one of the Pussy Riot members recently, and she was saying that their protests have normally been taken with good humour. And so the reaction of the church and the government saying that they've been so offended by this is quite disproportionate, because what they do is creative, it's colourful, it's not harming anyone. They're in no way damaging property. Like, we're not damaging property, we're decorating it here today. And so there's no need for the severe punishment and severe reaction. And so I hope it has a similarity that in its lightheartedness.
I'm Jackie Tinkler.
Do you think it is a feminist kind of movement, this Pussy Riot phenomenon that we're seeing? Is it about women being strong as much as anything else?
Oh, absolutely. And of course, strong women are threatening, always have been threatening. It also speaks to how threatening art is, and public art, and in-your-face female public art. It still frightens people, still has the power to frighten people. But women who aren't well-behaved always upset people. So, and yeah, I guess I'm assuming, not knowing much about Russia's religious environment at the moment, that kind of place was potentially what was the problem. Mm. But again, women behaving badly, particularly in a church where traditionally they're supposed to be very, very good, and they were very, very not good. But
they weren't that bad, though. I mean,
well,
they didn't do anything.
Right.
They didn't smash anything, or they didn't do anything kind of damaging.
But it doesn't take much to upset a lot of religious institutions, in particular. The fact that they have not done anything really bad, to have such a severe penalty, there is something really amiss, and there is something there that, and obviously worldwide, people have said, now hang on a minute, this is not right. This speaks to a worrying trend of the ability of people to express political dissent, and the new conservatism that we're seeing everywhere here, including Australia, but of course nothing like somewhere like Russia. So it's worth getting together globally to say something about that in particular, because I think it's a worrying trend.
My name's Lee Eubank. I'm a punk rocker, a local Melbourne musician. You know, what Pussy Riot have done, drawing attention to democracy and freedom of speech in Russia, the punishment that they're facing is very disproportionate. And I thought, if there's a way that I can help and, you know, put a little bit of pressure on or spread the word, you know, then I'll be down here.
And it's a very kind of feminist movement that they are part of. And you're obviously not a woman. So do you identify with that part of it as well?
I think for me, mainly it's, the pro-democracy, freedom, freedom of expression, punk rock ethos that, that I'm really attracted to and really want to support. In Australia, there's not many rebels out there at the moment in, activism. And what we're seeing over in Russia is, a lot of courage and a bit of a rebellious streak, and punk rock is how that's being expressed. And
you haven't got a mohawk, though.
I've got the punk rock attitude, not necessarily the punk rock look.
There's also been a lot of people around the world that have taken up Pussy Riot's cause. I saw that Patti Smith the other day at a concert in Norway was holding up t-shirts supporting Pussy Riot. So it's part of a worldwide movement, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's really encouraging to see how many people across the world, people who have names for themselves already in other sort of protest movements, Kathleen Hanna from the Riot Girl days, and, yeah, as you say, Patti Smith, Sting, getting behind the cause, but also just a lot of people who are just whoever they are in different countries, getting out there, putting on a bandana, taking photos and posting on the internet.
Part of the reason that they have a kind of power is because they're anonymous. How do you think that works? How does that play out?
Absolutely. That's an integral part of Pussy Riot power, in that they are more than just the individual women involved. They are a wider concept, and you can't kill a concept, you can't kill an idea. An idea sort of will go on, and so, you know, imprison these women, and as you've seen across the world, you know, dozens of other women and men in their place have gone and put on the iconic balaclava, and so it becomes a movement. And so, yeah, a key part of that was their hiding their identity so that they become every woman.
It's about art. And the freedom of expression and the ability to express political ideas in an art form, whether it's a female art form or a male art form or whatever. Pussy Riot, a punk band, that's traditionally a very male thing to do. So there's a real convergence there with young people about rock bands and punk bands and sewing and knitting and all this stuff sort of coming together. And yeah, I reckon it's really positive and lovely to see.
Jackie Tinkler there, speaking with Suzanne Donisthorpe about a yarn bombing protest in Melbourne. And you also heard from Casey Jenkins. The Russian judges will sentence Pussy Riot later this month.